Saturday, 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. Thanks so much for listening today. If you are a regular listener of the show, you know that when I sit in and host, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is a six-song set. It might be a spotlight on an artist or on a theme. And in just a moment, we're going to get to that six-pack. But we just heard a short set of music, and I do want to give a shout-out to those fabulous women that we just listened to. And we started out that set with Patty Larkin and her song Don't. Annie Lennox gave us Why. And we heard a couple of songs from Jonathan Brooke. First was a live version of her song that she did with The Story called Damn Everything But the Circus. And then a title track from her record Back in the Circus. And now it's time to get into our six pack at noon. So let's see. Earlier this week, I went to a concert on Cape Cod, which is where I grew up, and I ended up coincidentally choosing a seat where I happened to sit next to my middle school homeroom and English teacher. And that was absolutely spectacular. It was a wonderful thing. We hadn't seen each other in, I would hate to tell you how many years. It's actually decades. But it was a wonderful, amazing coincidence. A sign from the universe, as I like to say, with all my Irish showing. So it was a pretty spectacular moment of going into the Wayback Machine. And since I started my week there, I'm going to continue that theme with our six pack at noon, songs about adolescence, because, you know, middle school, right? I wouldn't want to go back and do it again, although I am so thankful for the wonderful role modeling of Miss Lawrence during that time. So these are six songs inspired by the amazing things that young people are going through in their adolescence. And goodness sakes, who would want to repeat it again? So maybe you'll find something resonant with these songs. God knows I did. And without any further introduction, blah, 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 here we go.
Retainers and braces for all pretty faces and startup bras. Shirts made of gauze on a soft focus field with the sunset behind strawberry gloss. Older girls with the sun in hair. Then my best friend became aware of the boys after school. She began to wear strawberry gloss. Someday, some way, love will be calling and I will be falling. Sometime I'll find someone to love me too. Away for 17 magazine and Gina Day, so I kiss the mirror to see how I taste strawberry gloss. Someday I'll say that's what made me, no regrets maybe. Just say, some had it worse. Changes, I'm gonna face the strangers. Don't wanna be a rich man.
reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. To do to fit the mold, yeah. The more I try, the less it's working.
Whose name I never could pronounce. the ones who serve. They only get what they deserve. In the rich relation, hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee.
Still somehow we looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
That was our Six Pack at Noon today, featuring six songs about adolescence. We started out with really my very favorite song about being a teenage girl who has a crush. Jill Sobule, Strawberry Gloss. And then the Pupini Sisters gave us their cover version of David Bowie's song Changes. Julia Jacqueline with Coming of Age. Jesse J. gave us Who You Are, and then a couple of classics. Janice Ian at 17 and the amazing Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. So thanks for listening. This is Jane. I've got 35 minutes left here on Something About the Women, but we are here every Saturday, and there are four or five of us that host this show. We rotate through, and we really love our listeners, and we even enjoy those who call in and make requests. And the WMFO studio line is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
I lie in bed beside him, and I know him outside in. I've learned his body's line and length, and memorized his grin. I've counted every crease at the edges of his eyes. I know his soul's complete circumference. I know his lies. I know. I know his outer qualities. I know his inner doubt, as I know the skin underneath his shirt. I know what he's about. And unravel him like twine. I know his depths, his drives, his drawbacks, as he knows mine. He knows. I heard they found the lost Atlantis off the Spanish coast, with a host of hidden secrets, buried signs and symbols, green and guarded gold, and ghosts. I listen to his breathing, and familiar though he seems, his sleeping self has wandered the regions of his dreams. While off the coast of Spain, the Moorish moonlight beams, and deep in guarded Spanish waters, the green gold gleams. Says, I swear I'll never leave you. He says, I swear I'll never leave you. He says, I swear I'll never leave you. I say, I know.
Harbor to the Bay is a one-day 68 or 126-mile bike ride from Boston to Provincetown. The 68 version is obviously not from Boston to Provincetown, but it's half of the ride. The ethos of Harbor to the Bay is to improve community awareness of HIV/AIDS care and services to support those organizations that advance the quality and accessibility of good care, to help prevent HIV infection and to positively impact people living with HIV and AIDS, and to donate 100% of rider-received pledges to our beneficiaries. Won't you consider sponsoring a rider, including your very own DJ? You can visit www.harbortothebay.org. That's www.harbortothebay.org. This year we ride on September 15th. My name is Jane. Feel free to donate. And thanks for listening.
It's a book. From my second cousin Sam, I got a pair of purple socks with green and orange clocks. Green and orange clocks. One Lord and our ways of worshiping. It's that book about all the different kinds of religions. You know, Protestant and Jewish and Catholic. It's got pictures of kids worshiping and everything. I can't wait to read it. From my third cousin Zach, and my fourth cousin Frank, and my fifth cousin Jack, who have lots in the bank, came the usual collection of exciting new LPs. Get a load of these. The Korean Orphans Children's Chorus sings anthems of newly emerging nations. Imagine the auditions for that. The Dancing Feet of Cesar Romero. And sing along with the Seven Santini Brothers. Three new LPs, a pair of purple socks with green and orange clocks. One Lord and our ways of worshiping by Angela Mary Finch. But my sixth cousin Sarah was most generous of all, and standing in our hall is a hamster, 6 feet tall, scared the pants off of me. Oh, I didn't tell you about the pants I got for Christmas. Oh, they've got Silent Night on both the three new LPs. Get a load of these. Bud Collier goes Latin. The wit and wisdom of Don DeFore. And Sterling Holloway explains Passover. Three new LPs. Tall, three more LPs, a pair of purple socks with green and no taste. One Lord and our ways of worshiping. Hey, fellas, come on. Now cut that out. I may as well read the book. With quivering fingers, Sid tore at her dress. She bit his ears in a frenzy of passion. Take me, she screamed, her hot breath exciting his body to new frenzies of want and desire. Ooh. One Lord and Our Ways of Worshiping by Angela Mary Finch, author of Nympho Saint, Red Hot and Sacred, The Rabbi's Revenge, Confession Box.
Good morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean force of evil plans to make you its possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures if love and peace you treasure.
Of all
started out that set of music with Laura Nero. Lala means I love you. And then, boy, when do you ever hear Dori Previn on the radio? That's going out to Andrew. That was Atlantis from her self-titled album, Dori Previs. Previn. The Roaches, Answered Prayers. In memory of the great Maggie Roach. And then, you know, because I free associate, we did a song called The Gift of Maggie and Others. That was Joanne Worley from a Broadway show called The Mad Show, like Mad Magazine Mad Show. I think that song just cracks me up. Who doesn't need a song with a smile? Joan Osborne, Love's in Need of Love today, and we just heard Joss Stone and Super Duper Love, Digging on You. It is 12:50. I've got 10 minutes left of Something About the Women. This is Jane. I'm going to stop talking and we're going to hear more music.
A friendly star. with you.
Set of fabulous Irish women singers. That was Dolores O'Riordan and the Cranberries with an acoustic version of Free to Decide, and Sinead O'Connor, My Secret Love. I got time for one more, and then Brian Young, Crash Course for the Ravers, coming up at 1 o'clock. This has been Jane. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and to play us home, this is Julia Fordham, Hope, Prayer, and Time. Peace out.
As long as we have
hope, prayer, and a little bit of time to get us there. Hope, prayer, and time.
As long as we have
hope, prayer, and a little bit of time to get us there. Hope, prayer, and time.
We are ordinary people. Extraordinary times, and we sometimes burn our bridges, we sometimes cut our lines, and the lonely river, it keeps rolling on, yeah, just as long as we have
hope, prayer, and a little bit of time to get us there.
As long as we have
hope, prayer, and a little bit of time to get us there. Hope, prayer, and time.
In the darkest of our ages, till the better days return, there are those who write the pages. There